You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Mugger News for Thursday, the 10th of April, 2025. What a 24 hours in the markets. Can you believe that Trump, apparently on Truth, inverted commas, social, said it's a good time to buy, talking about the markets. And then he came out, I don't know, half an hour later and said he's pausing tariffs. How can you run the world's biggest economy like this? Just, you know, regardless of what he was saying on Truth Social. How did the admin side even keep up with the tariffs? I don't know who, you know, is in charge of enforcing these tariffs. The customs and excise, or whoever it is, how do they know where they are with it all? You know, okay, we're changing tariffs now to, 29% for Europe? What is it? No, 20%? No, it's 10%, is it? It's gone down. Okay, 10% for everyone. Oh, okay, let's change it. Well, apart from China, yeah. Or apart from cars coming from Canada and Mexico, what's that, 25%? I don't see how they know what they're collecting. He's saying they're collecting $2 billion a day. He talks absolute nonsense. It's insane. And I saw Bill Ackman just bending over and basically brown-nosing Trump after slagging him off because his stocks are tanking, saying that was genius, art of the deal. There's no deal being done. What deal has been done? He decided to create these imaginary tariffs, which were based on deficit, not tariffs, and then he's just paused them. There's no deal being done. It's absolute nonsense. Now, I think with the markets, of course, rallied yesterday. The S&P, I think, up 9%. I think the Nasdaq finished up, what was it, 11%, 12%, something ridiculous? 12.16%, second biggest rally for the Nasdaq ever. Second biggest rally. Do you know when the last previous rally was that was bigger than that? The Great Financial Crash. Now, I think there's more downside here. There's a relief rally. This is a relief rally. And I've said so many times on the podcast, Trump, basically, will be judged by the markets. That's the only thing he will answer to. And he did talk about listening to Jamie Dimon, head of one of the big banks there, talking about bonds. And Trump did blink. He did blink, he did pause. There's no deal being done. In the face of the bond markets, he blinked. Bonds were being sold off. The 30-year gapped up. The 10-year, which determines all interest rates in America pretty much, from mortgages, car loans, credit cards, everything, that was moving up. And debt in America is huge. So he blinked, he got scared, and he paused. Of course he's going to spin it to some kind of victory. Oh, look, the market's rising. But the markets, you know, are not back to where they were a month or two ago. And the thing is, the Chinese now, they will not blink. They will see this as weakness. Trump moved first. And the funny thing is, the Chinese hold $761 billion in US bonds. Apart from the hedge fund selling, the bond vigilantes selling, China can now do this. So even though there's a rally right now, it's a relief rally. It's not based on improving fundamentals. And I talk about this when it comes to investing in individual stocks. If the fundamentals are improving and it's of good value, strong balance sheets, keep holding. I'll give you an example, right? Back in the 28th of October, 2008, the S&P 500 jumped by 10.8%, bigger than the rise yesterday. And this was in anticipation of interest rate cuts and Congress approving a $700 billion bailout packages for banks. It rose by another 7% over the next few sessions, but the underlying economy was not healthy. So what happened? The S&P rolled over, then dropped by 33%. I fear this could happen now, because Trump has messed around with the plumbing, the economic plumbing of so many countries. Who's to say he won't change his mind again within 90 days? Or won't hike interest rates back up, or hike tariffs back up? I don't think he will, because the bond market has now got him, you know, on a leash. But he could do, and it's that uncertainty that makes business pause investment. They stop hiring, they stop, you know, building new plants, new factories, whatever they do, they stop because they don't know what the heck they're dealing with. They can't forecast, you know, their profits going forward if the goods or services they're importing, whatever they're doing, is fluctuating so quickly. They need stability. And it's the old cliches, and cliches resonate for a reason. You know, markets hit uncertainty, as do businesses, of course. They need certainty. Even if that certainty is not as easy as it was previously, at least they can plan for it. They can plan investment. They can't do this now. If a deal isn't done between China and the US, it's bad for the whole world. As these two countries alone account for 44% of GDP, global GDP. But in the meantime, until a sort of deal is done, China will have less demand for its goods, and the US will be paying higher prices for those goods they buy. So I reiterate, don't go crazy. If you're the kind of person who went to all cash and now trying to jump back in, you won't listen to this. But do not go crazy chasing the market up. It will come back down. I do believe this is a relief rally, and we expect more volatility to the downside, especially if a deal isn't done soon between China and America. So be careful. All I'm saying is keep a bit of cash, because there may be better times to buy. And if you are, you know, investing regularly in, you know, a low-cost diversified fund, it's fine, just carry on doing that. It's fine. Over time, you'll do well. But I think we are seeing a relief rally here. Okay, let's look at the markets anyway. FTSE 100 up 3.75%. This was up a lot higher. It's at 7,966. It did rise this morning to 8,167. So it's not above that 8,000 level, which is a bit of support there, resistance now. FTSE 250 up 4.1% to 18,065. The FTSE small cap is up 3.75% as well, 6,181. And the AIM All share is up 3.5%. Like I said, we are not far off the bottom, though, to 6,49. Needs to get above 6.80, at least, to get above previous support resistance. Brent crude is rising 4%. It did fall down to, $58 a barrel yesterday. It's now at 63. What have we got? Gold is rising again, heading towards an all-time high, $3,137 an ounce. And copper, the gold is up 1.9% a day. And copper, it's had a massive sell-off the last few days along the markets, of course. It's a barometer of global health and growth. But it did drop to below $9,000 a tonne. It's now rallying. It did get to $9,800 this morning, but it's back down to $9,500. Bitcoin down 1.33%. In fact, let's look at the American markets, the futures in American markets. Where are they doing? I know they're expected to come back a bit. They are going to come back. It's looking like the Dow Jones is down 1.3. The S&P 500 at 1.88. Of course, it's going to have a little bit of pullback. In fact, back in October 2008, after the initial big rally, it did come back by 1%, then rallied again next few days. So there will be some playthrough from this. There will be some, I think, you know, a bit more of a rally, but I don't think it's sustainable. It's just my opinion. Even the Dow Jones was up 7.8% yesterday. Wow. Let's look at government bonds. This is where the power lies, of course. The two-year is up 0.5%. This is UK government bonds, of course. This is how much they pay in the yield. The yield on that for them for a two-year is just over 4%, 4.035. 10-year is 4.7%, down 1.9%. And a pound will buy you €1.16. It's getting more expensive to go to Europe. And against the dollar, it'll buy you $1.29, which is up 0.8%. It's down 0.7% against the euro, the pound. That's it then. Let's look at some micro-cap news. Now, these are companies added to the database on my website, so all members can see the detail of this. They can see the broker comments, the news, the chart, the forecasts based on broker forecasts, and also my comments on these companies. Now, they have to be sub-100 million with revenue. That's enterprise value, by the way, not market cap. And if they're good enough, they may be added to one of the three watch lists on my website, which are Potential Recovery or the Premier, the Microcap League, which are profitable companies. Okay, let's look at, first and foremost, this is in order of alphabetical, or alphabetical order. First and foremost, Brave Bison, two bits of news out of the day. And I don't know how Sky do this. Sky News reported this last night. It was after market close, but obviously people were made inside on that. Forget that out before 6:30 when it was released. But the full year results are out, and they've also acquired the fifth group, which is from News Corp. Maxwell's company. So, first and foremost, let's look at the results. They are a market cap of 22 million, or that's enterprise value, 29 million market cap, a bit more than that because they're up today. But they did 32.8 million top line, up, down from 35, but profit for tax improved to 1.9 from 1.1. The chart needs a breakout above 2.8, really, close above that, which is struggling to do. And I think it's a decent result against a tough market backdrop. But going forward, profit for tax is showing a drop to 1.6 million versus 1.95, which puts them on a PE forecast of 19. But it did state, following the completion of bolt-on acquisitions and healthy trading in Q1 2025, the board expects revenue and adjusted profitability for 25 to exceed current market expectations. As far as the acquisition of the fifth group is concerned, total consideration is 7.6 million, but they'll only pay cash of 575K, and they're going to issue 40 million new shares to News Corp at a price of 2.5 pence. And News Corp will also receive 25% profits generated by the fifth group. The odd thing is, they do state that the fifth group generated 6.2 million in revenue. They didn't state profit, which is odd, because if it had profit, I'm sure they'd say it. But of course, they must have some profit, or they expected to have profit, because this is part of the acquisition conditions. I do like what Ollie Green and Theo Green, these are brothers who took over Brave Bison, are doing here. They've got a lot of ambition. They've got skin in the game. And of course, that aligns them to success in the business. However, this is narrative. You know, focus on the numbers. It needs to improve the numbers there. It needs to break that resistance level, 2.8, 2.9, pretty much, to start a new uptrend. But I do like what they're doing, and I think they will be successful over time. So, like I said, they do have lots of ambition. Okay, what's next? Brave Bison was first there. Cambridge Cognition, contract win. They are 11 million or 12 million market cap company. They are expected to be flat or down the profit for tax. Sorry, top line here is expected to dip to 10 million for 2024, down from 13.5, and a loss before tax of 1.8 versus 3.5. So it is improving the loss, but their cash is a bit tight. But they've done this contract win today. Been selected by a major pharmaceutical company to provide cognitive assessments in a large phase 3 autoimmune disease clinical trial. It's valued at approximately 1 million. The brokers haven't updated forecasts. So it did start to bounce and it rallied a little bit recently, the chart. But now it's rolling back over into sort of range. It needs to get above, 38, 39 pence, close above that. But I don't think it's going to do that unless they win a few more contracts. So maybe one to watch, but not to invest in yet. I want to see the cash positions. Next, Devolver Digital. This is an award-winning video games publisher registered in Wilmington, Delaware. It's a 91 million market cap, but 59 million enterprise value. It's got cash of about 32 million here. This is in pounds I've converted it to. So top line grew to 13% from 71 to 80. Loss before tax, 5.1 million, which is an improvement on 9 million last year. That's a decent amount of cash, but you know what? This is my view, is that I'm always sceptical when countries with a thriving capital market choose to list in the UK. Why would they not list in America? Anyway, most gaming companies have had a tough time, including Devolver. The revenue grew. They got a lot of cash. I can't see, you know, they're not forecast to make a profit next year. But in 2026, they're going to make 385K in profit. This puts them on a P ratio pretty much. In fact, they will be making a loss after tax because they've got cash there. But there should be a P of over 100. Well, so the only positive here is they've got lots of cash. And ignoring the odd oversold rally, the chart has been in a downtrend since 2021. So I'd say ignore Devolver. Next, HVivo. Final results here. They've got a market cap of 100 million, enterprise value of 56. They've got a tump load of cash, 44.1. I do like to see this. When a company is profitable, growing, and has a load of cash, they only pay a 1.3% dividend, but nevertheless. So final year results, 12% top line growth, 62 million from 56. 19% profit for tax growth from 11.1 to 13.2. They've acquired a few companies. Now, going forward, the top line is expected to increase 16%, but profit for tax is expected to dip by 50%, 6.6. Nevertheless, still profitable, and the return to growth in 2026. And the share price is at an all-time low, pretty much, or close to. It's had a bounce, but it needs to sort of close above sort of 16 pence, 15.85, to confirm that. It may have to go sideways for a while, but I'm high level of confidence that the low it achieved, 12.5, is probably the low, because there's previous support back in 2023 at this level. So it may have to go sideways a little while before it breaks that upper end of resistance. But I do like what the company's doing here, and I think, you know, it's been oversold, so I think it'll be good. But profitable company, loads of cash, and paying a little dividend. And I think, you know, judging by the forecast going forward, for 2026, they're forecasting 80 million top line and 11.6 profit for tax, which is a P of 11. So I think that's, you know, undervalued really for this company. So check it out, HVU. I think it's quite good. What's next? Inspex Group, ticker SPEC. They do global eyewear suppliers, you know, glasses to all different companies. They've got a market cap of 41 million, enterprise value of 77. It's got debt of 60 million, and cash of 23. So they've got net debt of 36 million. This was full year results. I can't get broker notes available for this, but I'm just thinking, how is a company, right, turning over 198 million and they're making a loss? The share price has been in a downtrend since February 2022, and I can't see it getting back into an uptrend if they continue to release numbers like these. Yeah, it's not a business model. I have a lot of confidence in. It's low margin there, and they've got a lot of debt, like I say, so they're going to have to pay that off as well. So I'd say ignore for now Specs Group. It's been awful. I mean, they joined the market just before the end of the bull market. They rallied, then the share price went down massively. And since revenue has been going up, but so has their losses and so has their debt. Next, and finally, Marks Electrical, the pre-closed trading update. And they do suggest that there's going to be a bit of growth for 2025, 117.2 million, up from 114.2, and a pre-tax profit of 2.1 million, up from 616K. Nevertheless, we'll still put them on a PE of around about 38, which is not cheap. So they've partially blamed switching to a new business-wide enterprise resource planning system for the dip in revenue and tough H1. But nevertheless, this is a low-margin electrical goods retailer. Founder Mark Smithson holds 75% of the stock. Therefore, there is delisting worry if he doesn't see performance happening in the share price, because he holds all the cards in regards to, you know, voting rights. Now, look at the chart. It's quite interesting. The S&P does seem to have formed a decent sort of bottoming process, probably helped in part by Fraser Group acquiring 10.5%. It could rally, but the business is not something I want to own a share of. Like I say, it's a low growth, pretty much low margin business, but it could rally. Who knows? But yeah, it's not the kind of thing I want to add to my portfolio. But it could be a good recovery play if they turn out some good figures. MRK is ticker there. What is the market cap of, 60 million, enterprise value 52, so they've got cash of 7.8. So a healthy balance sheet, pretty much. It's not the kind of business I want to own a share of. Thanks for listening. That's it for the podcast. And speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.